draw will do it, but that's not the intention. The intention is to go down and try and win the game. And we know Sligo will be a formidable opposition. I mean, they came up last week to Inishowen. They played the Inishowen League and they got beat 3-0 at the end of it, but it was 1-0 right up to the last couple of minutes, and then Inishowen put the game to bed in the last few minutes now. But they'll be they're a tough opposition. They have a lot to play for themselves. They have to defeat us today and to go through, and we need a draw to go through. So, yeah, it's in the melting pot.
How has your preparation been for this game, considering you haven't played since the start of November?
Well, preparation has been good, to be honest. Like I said, at the start of this campaign, before we played Inishowen, we had a host of friendly games, which put us in good stead. And the boys all committed, we trained regular. And then once we got the monkey out of our bag, as the man says, once we beat Inishowen, our concentration obviously was on the Sligo game. And we've been training since very hard, and we've played a couple of games as well. So we haven't taken this lightly. So we've been preparing all the way along. Yeah.
So you mentioned there yourself that Sligo Leitrim are a formidable opponent, but will it fill you with confidence, I suppose, that you've beaten Inishowen and they went and beat Sligo Leitrim?
Well, you've got to be confident as a management team. You've got to be confident in your own team. And I'll be honest, I'm very confident in our boys, because our boys are all good players. They come from all good clubs, and they're at the top of the game at the moment. And they showed it when they did play the Inishowen League, so Sligo Leitrim will be no harder than the Inishowen League, but they will be as hard, if you know what I mean. So our boys are well prepared, good players. They know what it's about. There's good leaders in that dressing room. In fact, every single person in there is up for it. They're up for the game. They're representing their league. They're representing their club. They're representing us. They're representing Donegal. So, yeah, them boys won't be going up here for the fun tonight, I can tell you that. But having said that, Sligo are going to be tough.
Do you think having just a three-team group, does that make it harder or easier to get out of?
Well, I think it's hard to say, but it's just a terrible scenario when you do. You only have three teams in it. I don't know why the other teams have been pulling out. Like there's two three-team groups, and I don't know why that is. But anyway, that's not for us. That's not our... We're not going to worry about that there. All our job is to progress as far as we can in this competition. 1983 was the last time we won this competition, and I think it's too long now for our league not to have retained that or got that back. You know, so we're going to try our very, very level best. Now, we could go out tonight. This could be pie in the sky, but I'm hoping not. I'm hoping our boys is, if our boys play their potential, we'll be okay. And if they don't, Sligo play their potential, it's going to be a tough game. In fact, the weather's going to play havoc with us today anyway. This is a terrible, terrible day, and we're playing the showgrounds, and if the rain persists and the pitch is waterlogged, we'll be going on to the AstroTurf, and then you're in the lap of the gods then.
And finally, Raymond, will you be travelling with the full squad?
We have 21 players actually travelling today with us, which speaks volumes for the squad. And that's not all the squad, I must tell you as well, but some of the lads just couldn't travel. But it just goes to show you the commitment that the lads have made. You know, we'll only be able to put out 11 players, name 18, but there's 21 going. So I couldn't speak more highly of our lads, of our whole group of lads as a whole. Because fair play to them, like, you know, that's a big commitment coming today, and some of them knowing they're not going to get a game of football. You know, that's, to me, that speaks volumes for the lads representing our league.